Great. Are you ready for another game?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're into it? Great.
I'm fully awake now.
That's what this show does.
I'm alert. I am in my prime of this hour.
Okay, you're in your prime of this hour. Okay, so this game is called You Made This. We're going to ask you multiple choice questions about commonly known things that you may not know were named after people. And John, this first one is for you.
Oh, good.
A British general in the 1800s spent his own money to make his regiment the best dressed of the service. Their uniforms included these buttoned wool waistcoats that now bear his name. Are they A, blazers, B, cardigans, or C, hammer pants?
You feel extremely confident about this one. It is B, cardigans.
That is correct. How do you know this so with confidence?
I figured I'd just swing for the fences, and if I, I'm just having an amazing day.
Yeah, you're right. It was James Brudadel, the 7th Earl of Cardigan, and I say nothing says war like a cardigan to me. The next time I put on a cozy cardigan.
Terrifying sweaters.
You are always saying that.
Militant, yeah.
All right, Sunitha. In the 1800s, a Belgian-born son of an instrument maker one-upped his dad and created what musical instrument named after himself? Was it A, the cello, B, the saxophone, C, the glockenspiel?
I'm going to go with glockenspiel, and I'm ready for the, pie in my face.
That is a totally reasonable guess. It is actually the saxophone. It was named after Adolf Sax.
Oh.
Who coincidentally shares a November 6th birthday with composer John Philip Sousa, who commissioned the creation of the sousaphone.
Wow.
All right, John. Dr. Joseph Lawrence was so inspired by the work of another doctor who, in 1865, helped reduce the risk of post-surgical infections that when he created his own alcohol-based antiseptic, he named it after him. What is this product known as today? Is it A, peroxide, B, Listerine, or C, Purell?
You said Joey Lawrence invented this?
It's Dr. Joey Lawrence.
Whoa.
Yes. I'm going to go, I guess, peroxide.
Good guess. I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
What is it?
It's Listerine. I mean, Listerine was used in surgeries and for treating wounds.
Now I'm drinking this stuff?
All right, Sunitha, the decibel is a unit that measures sound levels. Who is this measurement named for? A, Ken Kenwood, B, Boris Bose, C, Sonny Sony, D, JC JVC, E, Alexander Graham Bell, or F, Belle Biv DeVoe?
Those are all really funny names. I don't remember the letter, but Alexander Graham Bell?
Yes, the only realistic choice in the list. You are correct. Named in honor of Alexander Graham Bell, who invented the first practical telephone.
Because it's decibel. Yeah.
Decibel. Right.
I love Belle Biv DeVoe.
Thank you so much, Sunitha Mani and John Reynolds star in the movie Save Yourselves, which is streaming on Hulu. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having
us,
kids.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure. After the break, we'll talk to the star of The Closer and the new sitcom, Call Your Mother, Kira Sedgwick. And we'll play a game about goats, the farm kind, and the acronym kind. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.